Our first scripture lesson this morning comes from the book of Psalms, Psalm 148. Hear God's word. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He established them forever and ever. He fixed their bounds, which cannot be passed. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and frost, stormy wind, fulfilling his command. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds, kings of all the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and women alike, old and young together, let them praise the name of the Lord. Alone is exalted, raised up a horse for all his faithful, for the people of Israel who are close to him. Praise the Lord. And now, brother, to the birth of our Lord. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was expected in a child, bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and laying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and favors. We thank you for the gift of your Son, for the gift of your word. We ask that it be us today, but also on all the days to come. Help us to live into and live out the message that Christ has taught us. Guide the meditations of our minds and hearts this morning. In your name we pray. Amen. Merry Christmas. It is wonderful to share this part of the day with all of you. Thanking you for taking this time to come together and worship and celebrate. As I sat down, Christmas on a Sunday, it wasn't like today. At least I wasn't as excited about it being on a Sunday. I battle that my poor parents had to go through to get all four of us kids out the door. Well, but that really wasn't my first Christmas on a Sunday, because I was a little too young to remember that first one. I was only 11 months old. But In 86 and 92, we had to get up because Dad had made the decision to usher that Sunday. And so we had to roll out and go, and Dad was there. And we were in this amount of people. But then something shifted, happened a little different. As Mom started seminary and we lost Dad, something changed. And Christmas being spent in worship just seemed normal later on. Maybe it was the years after 92 with Mom being at the homeless ministry known as Heartside. We would, as a matter of course, every time get up and go down to Heartside. Us kids were the ones who got to put the coffee on, one of the big perks. And we also had to guard it until the light came on because people would cycle in and out the Heartside neighborhood. Come and just sit as the only opportunity to be somewhere other than their homeless location. A park on a cold day. Maybe it was realizing that for many of these people, this was their only chance that morning to be warm and be greeted with a smile. Some of them would get picked up by friends or family for a celebration to wait until that moment came. It was a place for people to come and be welcome, worship, gather together with people who lived on the streets. You would see the man dying of AIDS, sharing a hit, the drug addict sharing with the bank president. There was this gathering together of all people from all walks of life in there. There were no addicts, no homeless, no outcasts, just God's children in worship on Christmas Day. Over the last few weeks, the kids have asked me a bit of a pointed question a few times. Why aren't you so excited about Christmas, Dad? They'd ask me why I wasn't excited, or are you excited about Christmas, Daddy? And it happened again and again. And I was forced to ask myself, is the answer yes? Am I? But then I realized that I'm never going to match their exuberance. On the outside, I cannot match the exuberance of a 6 and 10 year old. I can try, but I'm not going to quite hit that highest of the heights in the visible sense. But just because I can't hit it visibly doesn't mean I can't have that same celebration and joy within me. You see, this is about the joy of it's about all of the fun stuff I got and the smile on his face as he saw me show him my new boombox. Cared less about it, but he cared about the smile on my face. It was about the joy on all of our faces at Christmas. Today we gather together and celebrate. We open presents, we eat ham or turkey, We go here, there. We stay here or there. But the key today is for us to remember that today is about the beauty, the majesty of what God. It's about the joy that we have as we remember and celebrate the presence of God in our lives, the joy of Christ given to us, the presence, not the presence, but the presence in our lives. Brothers and sisters, Merry Christmas. May the Lord's gift of Christ bring you comfort, peace, and joy today and every day. Amen. And now, brothers and sisters, let us respond to God with our gifts.